It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, the 24th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. What do drone data sets, cellular networks, and a general feeling of when it comes to getting a new phone have in common? They are all apparently topics at this year's Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain. It's one of the biggest annual events dealing with technology around the world. Last year, an estimated 94,000 people went. This year, CNET executive editor Roger Cheng is one of them. One guy standing in a huge room and helping us separate the signal from the noise, literally and figuratively. Roger, tell me about this phrase, phone fatigue.
It's a real issue. Generally, people aren't as excited about that next generation device as they have been in the past.
Are people worried that, you know, the smartphone of the future may be the tablet of the now?
Well, I think a lot of people still have hope that they can innovate themselves out of this dilemma. That, you know, there are enough advances out there that are still to come that will, you know, stir up excitement again. Now, LG had a really interesting phone. I don't know if it's practical, but they have a phone where the bottom actually plugs out. You could place new modules. It's almost like a modular phone. You could add in a camera grip, or you could add in a drone controller. So it actually customizes your phone a bit so to suit whatever you need at that moment.
Roger, I know this issue of connectivity is also a big topic there. Can you talk a little bit about where we are with 5G?
It's a big buzzword around here. 5G stands for the next generation or the fifth generation of wireless technology. Right now, we're all enjoying 4G speeds, which are not bad. It's basically like your home broadband connection. What 5G promises to do is really supercharge that. We're talking about a connection speed that's 100 times faster, far more responsive, and can really sort of open up the possibilities of what you can do with a wireless network.
And for the average consumer, basically what that means is better internet on your device delivered by towers and 5G delivery methods that are actually more numerous and closer to you?
Yeah, exactly. It's bringing those cell towers or cell sites closer to you, giving you a fatter pipe. Essentially, when you call up a website, it still takes a few seconds to load, right? Even for a fast connection, maybe 1 or 2 seconds. With 5G, it will be instantaneous.
Roger, drones have to be big there as well, and maybe connecting drones over cell networks?
Yeah, one of the announcements made at the show, AT&T is working with Intel to add LTE connectivity or 4G connectivity to drones. And what this will allow drones to do is eventually go further and fly higher. Amazon's delivery service, a drone could technically run on an LTE network, go much further than it can now to deliver the package that you need.
CNET executive editor Roger Cheng at Mobile World Congress on the floor there at that massive show. Roger, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Another big topic in Barcelona this week has been data security. Ford's CEO Mark Fields spoke with a USA Today columnist on the topic, saying the company was watching the Apple battle with the FBI very closely. Meanwhile, there were rallies planned at some Apple stores in the U.S. It was a rainy day in New York, and only about 40 people had replied to the Facebook invite, but we went over to see what was going on at the big glass Apple store Cube in Midtown Manhattan.
Don't break our phones! Secure phones save lives!
There was a small group of people gathered in a barricade outside of the store. Andrew Johnson, 50, had come from Hell's Kitchen, wrapped in a wet poster that read, Secure phones save lives.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, you look wet.
I am wet. I'm here to support Apple's move. I really appreciate that they are standing up for strong encryption. I feel that that's a very important and underappreciated thing that benefits everyone. I think that the FBI is shooting themselves in the foot if they really feel that breaking encryption is going to help us all be more secure and safe.
Lawmakers from the House Homeland Security Committee are scheduled to unveil legislation today that would create a commission of advocates, business leaders, and policymakers to tackle this very issue. I got got an email the other day suggesting the data stored on my device was worth thousands of dollars. Meanwhile, companies all over the place these days are sucking it up and storing it in the hopes that it is worth something and that users won't care that they're giving it away for free. It sounds like a bunch of bits, but it is much more than that. Rick Smolin is the executive producer of a new documentary and book called The Human Face of Big Data. It airs on PBS tonight. Rick, you think we're in a new era of big data collection?
Some of the stories, your mind is completely boggled by the things that are happening right now today, and this is still the caveman era of big data.
So tell me one.
Well, Francis Collins, who's the head of the National Institute for Health, said that when Steve Jobs was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 8 years ago, they sequenced his genome to try to figure out what the best treatment would be for him. It cost $100,000. Today it costs $300. And he says within 5 years, it'll be a $10 thing that you do at your local pharmacy, and that no doctor will be allowed to prescribe even an Advil without first looking at how it interacts with your genes. So this idea of personalized medicine is just absolutely fascinating.
What's the one thing that you think consumers should be aware of as we go into this future?
We need to realize that every single thing we're doing now is being recorded forever. It's never going to disappear. That, you know, if somebody 10 years ago had said, Ben, could I put a little tracking device in you that would tell me what you're reading, who you're talking to, how long you spent in different times, how you get to work every day, what you're curious about, what you're looking up, you would have said, are you kidding? No way in hell would I let you track me like that.
Yeah.
And now we sleep in front of the Apple store for 3 days for the privilege of paying $800 for a device that does all of that. Everything now has this sort of data exhaust that is being collected and analyzed. And I think we should have the rights to use that and decide what we want to share with other people.
Rick Smolin, he's the executive producer of the documentary, The Human Face of Big Data. Thanks for talking with me, Rick.
Thanks.
The Human Face of Big Data airs tonight on PBS and will be available to watch online tomorrow at curiositystream.com. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.